This is an All Ears English bonus. You'll end up loving this grammar.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck, coming to you from Arizona and Portland, Oregon, USA.
You'll end up having great conversations with friends and coworkers when you use today's native grammar structure. In this episode, we teach you how and share a very exciting invitation to our grammar and speaking course.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
We are here on All Ears English. I'm so excited.
Yes. Aren't you guys excited to see our faces? Well, also on the podcast, check us out on YouTube if you want to see our faces.
Because Aubrey just did her famous pose and I copied her. So if you want to see that, go to the All Ears English YouTube channel. All right. So Aubrey and I are here to tell you about an exciting opportunity for grammar. Now, we don't often use those two words in the same sentence, exciting and grammar.
Unless you're us. Unless you and I do.
We love talking and teaching grammar. And you know what, guys? You need to enjoy learning about grammar or you're not going to learn it.
Yes, exactly right. We have a new grammar and speaking course that does exactly that. Jessica created it, and you are the queen of creating really fun and engaging content, Jessica. I love teaching it. I love teaching the classes. So awesome. You guys need to check it out. And right now, you can do so for a discount. You can save 10% if you go to allearsenglish.com/grammar. You're going to get live group classes, as well as the grammar and speaking modules with pronunciation practice, really fun, interesting grammar that natives actually use. Right, Jessica?
And guys, lifetime access, all right? That's you have huge. Access to these lessons forever, but you don't have forever to save 10%. This offer ends next Tuesday, guys. So sign up allearsenglish.com/grammar. Use the coupon code GRAMMAR for 10% off. And the first 10 people to sign up are going to get a very special bonus for free about how to start interesting conversations. All right. So today we want to teach you one specific structure. This is, in fact, in the first lesson of the grammar course. We start with verb tenses in the grammar course, right? We build from small to big to these complex, amazing structures towards the end of the course. But in that first lesson, we talk about when to use past simple, past continuous, and the special structure end up plus verb ing. And you can combine all of these to tell very interesting stories about your childhood. So Aubrey, how do we use end up plus verb ing?
Yes, we use this to talk about past achievements, to describe maybe where we went to school, where we've worked. I use this a lot, end up. And the stress of it's important too. So you want to listen as we share these example sentences so you can see how you stress these sentences. It's a perfect structure to use to chat with coworkers or new friends, to bond, to share some information about yourself, some personal information about the past, about your childhood, about your achievements, and find out from them as well. That's how you make those connections deeper, guys.
In fact, Just recently, I was talking to a student in the course and she told me about using this structure at work and she was like so proud of herself. So awesome. End up plus verb ing, it just introduces like the final action, right? What happened finally? How does the story end? So it's good for conclusions, right? But we're going to give you a bunch of different examples. So here are some like professional examples, things you could use when talking about work. We could say, I ended up staying with the company for 10 years and just recently decided to move on. So I could see using this if someone is like, wow, why are you quitting? Or how long have you worked here? Or what made you decide to get a different job or something? We could use that sentence.
Yes. Or if you've been sharing a few details about some past job, this is how you would sort of wrap it up, right? Totally. I ended up staying there for 10 years. It's like you said, it's a great conclusion. It's like putting a bow on the conversation.
And just to give you guys sort of an inside peek into how you're going to learn this in the course, first you learn the grammar rules and then you hear natives using this in real conversation. I went through hours and hours of native interviews to pull out this grammar for you guys. So you hear natives using this real grammar. And then in the second part, you practice a very specific pronunciation point. In this lesson, it's sentence stress. And then the third part is more about fluency. But again, you're still using that new grammar. It's so fun. All right. What's another businessy example?
Yeah, you might hear someone say they ended up signing the contract, but only after a lot of back and forth. So this you could say on its own because you're sharing all this other stuff happened before. There's a lot of negotiating, a lot of back and forth, but they ended up finally signing the contract.
Yeah, I feel like, guys, you should really connect this to the word finally in your brain because we actually use those together quite often when you're emphasizing, like, it took a while, but this is how it ended, right? They finally ended up signing, right? And so back and forth, that's a cool phrase if you're exchanging many messages or phone calls or exchanging many notes with someone, right? That's a lot of back and forth. All right, so what is something we could use outside of work?
Yeah. So imagine you're just at the water cooler, you're chatting over lunch and you want to ask someone what they did last night. This is such a native and natural way to say, what did you end up doing last night? And how might you respond, Jessica?
I ended up watching a horror show called Monsterland.
Nice. Right. And whatever you did, even if someone's used that in the question, it's really native and natural to use it in your answer too, right?
Yeah,
oh, the
completely.
Movie was sold out, so we ended up going to a karaoke bar. Oh,
yeah.
We ended up just sitting around watching TV.
Guys, we challenge you to use this. The next time you talk to a coworker about what you did last weekend, you can use ended up, right? You'd be like, you know, I really wanted to clean the house and mow the lawn, but I ended up just watching soccer. There's like, you could so use this. So guys, remember, you can get so many amazing grammar lessons, native interviews, pronunciation lessons in this grammar course, but this will end next Tuesday. So sign up allearsenglish.com/grammar, coupon code grammar. You get that whole lifetime access to the course, 4 free live group lessons, and 10% off. So use that coupon code grammar. All right. I'm so excited to get more people in here. You guys are going to love it.
I know. I'm excited to see you guys in those live group classes. They're with us and they're so fun. You're going to love it. So we'll see you in class. I'll see you there, Jessica.
I'll see you. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.